It is the holiday time, and it's always great to go out and do some holiday themed things and go out and see maybe a nice Christmas film. Matthew Hoffman from the Pickwick Classic Film Series is hosting a screening of Holiday Inn at the Pickwick Theater on December 18th, meaning tomorrow, Wednesday. And there are two screenings. There's a 1 o'clock matinee, 1 p.m., and a 7:30 showing at the in the evening. And there's more stuff. They always try to make it even more special, showing the classic movies. So let's welcome Matthew back to the show. Matthew, welcome back.
Happy holidays to you, Nick.
Same to you.
Great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you. So this is going to be a fun one, and there's some special stuff that's also happening in the evening screening. But tell everybody about Holiday Inn.
Well, Holiday Inn is this year's big Christmas show. In the past, you know, we've shown movies like Miracle on 34th Street and White Christmas. And White Christmas is a film that a lot of people associate with Holiday Inn. They're very similar. But I've always loved Holiday Inn a lot more than White Christmas. Holiday Inn, of course, stars Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Marjorie Reynolds and Virginia Dale are the actresses in the film, but it's one of the all-time holiday classics, Nick. I mean, Fred and Bing play a couple song and dance men who compete for the love of Marjorie Reynolds, and the film was just loaded with all these great Irving Berlin songs. The most famous one, of course, is White Christmas, and it's sung in films for the very first time in this film. And there's other great tunes like Easter Parade and Be Careful, It's My Heart. But it was directed by Mark Sandrich, who did a lot of the Fred Astaire films at RKO with Ginger Rogers. But I'm very excited about this one because every year we try and show a Christmas film, but Holiday Inn, I think, is one of the top films at Christmas. And, you know, we got a lot going on for this event. We're going to have Radio Hall of Famer Chuck Shaden as a special guest. He's going to be in the lobby at 6:30 with copies of his new book, Chuck Shaden's Radio Days. Of course, Chuck Shaden is the founder of Those Were the Days, heard on another station. But 50 years, you know, he was Those Were the Days have been on the air.
Yeah, he's a legend. Mm-hmm. The guy's a legend.
A legend.
Unbelievable, yeah.
And in his new book, it's sort of like a memoir. It's basically about how he became producer and host of Those Were the Days, which began, I believe, in 1970. And, you know, over the years, you know, stations were sold and, you know, formats changed. But, you know, Chuck was still doing the show and interviewing all these great, you know, stars from radio's glory days, you know, like Jack Benny and stuff. So it's a wonderful book. This is the first time we've had Chuck Shaden there as a guest. And we're also going to have Steve Darnall, who's the current host of Those Were the Days. He'll be there in the lobby, also at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, Jay Warren, our house organist, is going to be performing some Christmas tunes on the Mighty Wurlitzer. So we got a lot of fun stuff in store for fans.
Yeah, it sounds really great. And I bet the book is great. Chuck Shaden's Radio Days. I bet it's really probably jam-packed with so much fun stuff.
Yeah, it is. I just started reading it. He did an earlier book, Speaking of Radio, and it, just his reminiscences. I mean, it's just so. If you're a fan of old time radio, definitely pick up the book. It'd make a wonderful, you know, stocking stuffer. Yeah. And you know, it's you know, I always try and keep the old classic films alive, but it's also important that, you know, we keep alive the radio tradition, you know, which is a little bit harder, you know, with getting people to, you know, sit in front of a radio and use their imagination. But it's such a rich history, and, you know, kudos to Chuck Shaden, Steve Darnall.
And we've got,
you know, keeping the old time radio.
Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, we've got a WGN radio theater here on WGN on Saturday nights.
Yes.
With Carl,
right.
Carl Amare and Lisa Wolf.
Yes,
and,
I know.
And they do a great job, you know, talking about the old-time radio, keeping it alive, and you get to hear these classic old-time radio shows, and I love that show. I think Carl and Lisa do a great job.
They do. You know, it's terrific stuff. You know, and of course, we're always trying to get younger people interested in, you know, listening to old time radio. And, you know, it's such a great format.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's great that there are people out there in the world, you know, trying to preserve this. But yeah, no, this is Bing Crosby, of course, is, you know, one of the biggest stars, one of the all time recording artists, biggest recording artist of the 20th century. And, you know, when this film was made, Holiday Inn, I mean, he was sort of at his peak. I mean, he was the biggest box office draw at Paramount Studio, and it's really a fun film. I mean, there's a lot of romantic comedy aspects to it.
Yeah.
And to see Fred Astaire dance, one of the most amazing numbers in this film is that Let's Say It with Firecrackers, where Fred Astaire dances with the fireworks going off,
right.
The firecrackers. And if I'm not mistaken, Fred Astaire did that in rehearsals like 38 times before he was finally satisfied with it. But that's like the big, you know, 4th of July number in the film. But of course, Holiday Inn is about a couple song and dance guys who perform at this Holiday Inn, this inn that's only open during the holidays throughout the year. So they basically go through all the big, you know, Christmas and, you know, New Year's, Valentine's Day throughout the year, doing all these great musical numbers.
Yeah.
It's some great stuff if you're a fan of musicals.
That's great. And I mean, you can't match Irving Berlin. I mean, that's just I mean, you can't.
Of course, White Christmas won an Oscar for best song that year.
Yeah.
So that was
1942 is when the film was released. Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire were probably at the height of their popularity at that point in 1942.
And then Bing Crosby, of course, you know, even became even bigger with the road pictures that he did with Bob Hope.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Some great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. So Holiday Inn on the big screen. And there's tell everybody there is also a 1 o'clock matinee. You like to do, you started doing this, how long ago, about a year ago you started doing the matinees, or a little longer?
2 years ago. We started doing the matinees when we first started the program, but we moved it up earlier to 1 o'clock about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah, no, we've got the 1 o'clock matinee, and we want to try and get seniors to come.
Yeah.
Maybe moms who have a little time before they pick up their kids.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it seems to be working out well. You know, we've been getting some good crowds for the 1 p.m. matinee, and it's only $8.
Yeah, it's only $8 for the 1 o'clock matinee, and then the screening at 7:30, which also is going to have Radio Hall of Famer Chuck Shaden, host of Those Were the Days, and Steve Darnell, the current host. They'll be in the lobby. Chuck's latest book is called Chuck Shaden's Radio Days. It'll be available for purchase. And they're also going to have, you guys are also going to have the Nostalgia Digest on sale that you can get. And then Jay Warren, our good old Jay Warren, is going to play some pre-show music on the Mighty Wurlitzer. And that'll start at 7, and the movie will start at 7:30. And it's the beautiful Pickwick Theater. How's the, what do you guys call it, the mega screen? What do you...
It's called the Mega Theater.
Mega Theater.
The Mega Theater, last year, the Pickwick had another renovation. They put in one of the largest screens in the Chicago area. They put in a new sound system, laser projection. It's really fabulous. So for those who have never been there, you'd be in for a real treat.
Yeah, and the Pickwick Theater is a treasure. You know, we don't have a lot of the standalone theaters, beautiful movie houses anymore. It's one of the few that we have, and if you've never been to the Pickwick in Park Ridge, you should go. And what better, you know, to see a classic Holiday Inn, and then
January 15th, we're going to be doing a 30th anniversary of Goodfellas.
That's unbelievable.
So yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I feel really old. Goodfellas is
Time
years old. Oh, my God. You know, it was really funny. Quick story, Matthew. The first time I saw Goodfellas was at a press screening, but it was like sponsored by a radio station. So, you know, there were a lot of people who had won tickets,
sure,
you know, were there. And I went with my friend Scott, and we were running late and we didn't have time to eat. And we were both like really starving. That is not a good movie to watch when you're hungry.
No, it's not.
It is so not. I mean, you know, like there's great food scenes in that movie. I mean, you know, when they're in prison and these and Paul Sorvino is cutting the garlic with the razor blade and all the food that that Joe Pesci's mom makes in the movie, and I just was like, it's actually Scorsese's mom in real life, but
yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. My friend and I, we couldn't get to the McDonald's fast enough after that. Oh my God.
Awesome.
Anyway, yeah, so January 15th, Goodfellas on the big screen, and then tomorrow night and tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock and at 7:30, the classic Holiday Inn, and Chuck Shaden will be there for the evening screening. Always a great time. Matthew, you do a great job. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too, Nick. Thanks again for having me on.
Anytime. Take care, buddy. All right. Matthew Hoffman, everybody. Pickwick Classic Film Series tomorrow, 1 o'clock and at 7:30 p.m., the classic Holiday Inn at the Pickwick Theater. You should come out and see it.